The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
In the end, the Tigers get it done comfortably. They are missing six first choice players, and this is scary. This is what they get back: Asprey, Cochin, Edwards, Hooley, Nankervis, and Prestia, when the likes of Ross and Stack are also out of the side as well. They still had 16 premiership players running around tonight, and they comfortably took apart North Melbourne.
They're at a different level to North Melbourne and different stages of their development as a club. We know Richmond are right up the pointy end and been really successful over the last few years, whereas North Melbourne's just really laying the foundation and trying to build. The depth isn't there for the Kangaroos at the moment. And you know, with Cunnington out, Zeeble, you know, virtually being out, he played, the first 5 minutes. Mm. Jacobs, who's been out for a long time, but he's still a very good player. Davies, Uniac, Cunnington, Garner, Jed Anderson, these sorts of guys. It's a fair list of quality players. And Tarryn Thomas is the other one who's out at the moment. So they just don't have the depth to cover those. And like you mentioned earlier, Kingy, there's a lot of young kids playing, getting some opportunities, playing some big roles. They're doing some good things. I thought Curtis Taylor looked very good tonight. Mackay was good down back. Those sorts of kids are getting opportunities, and if they can keep developing and growing and enhancing their own games and reputations, then they're going to be heading in the right direction. So I don't think it's all about wins and losses for Kangaroos. That just need to see some development in their squad.
Yep. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes, City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar are Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialists, Essendon Street in Grovedale. We had our head-to-head matchup for Geelong Insurance Brokers. It was Ben Brown and Tom Lynch, the two key forwards, and, well, we got nothing out of them, basically.
Nah, I think we'll call that a nil-all draw. But Lynch, should have kicked two or three. Mackay did a reasonable job on him, being a late inclusion. Ben Brown, just the supply wasn't there, the delivery wasn't there, and he missed a couple opportunities as well. So all in all, they've probably floundered their opportunity to take out the Geelong Insurance Broker head-to-head matchup, Kingy. So we'll save that one for another date.
Now, of course, with more than 32 years in the insurance industry, Managing Director Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premiums. Two other results today: Brisbane 13-10-88 over the Giants 10-8-68, which has taken the Lions back to second place on the ladder, and Gold Coast are back into the top eight, 13-14-92 to Sydney 9-6-60. Just having a look at the updated ladder. So right now, Geelong have dropped to fifth as a result of that loss. Port Adelaide on top with a game in hand, a percentage of 164.6. So they have a clash tomorrow against the Blues. Brisbane Lions are second, Collingwood third, Richmond fourth, and excuse me.
Like we've got a little social distancing in here.
Wow.
It just couldn't stop it, unfortunately. Excuse me. Tried to get the tongue to the roof of the mouth, and that didn't work either. Geelong fifth, Gold Coast sixth, Bulldogs seventh, and Essendon eighth, all on 16 points. Essendon have a game in hand, of course. St Kilda to play Adelaide on Monday night, and Carlton playing Port Adelaide tomorrow on 12. The other team loitering with intent, West Coast and Hawthorn, can also have themselves close to the top eight. So you would say North Melbourne now, if you hadn't already put a line through them, they're not playing finals in season 2020.
And well, I think those bottom three probably speak for themselves, Kingy. The Crows, the Kangaroos, and the Swans. Fremantle, a young developing team, but they might get some home games, which gives them a chance. Melbourne, who knows?
Because Geelong play Fremantle in 9 days' time.
Yeah.
Geelong aren't going to get gifted the 4 points.
No. Absolutely not. And the home ground's going to help. The interesting ones are Gold Coast Suns, Kingy. They got some more games in the home state. Does that help or not, with everyone being up there now? But they're on track for their first finals appearance in their history.
We might be able to hear from Derek Egmales-Smith, who is being interviewed by the host broadcaster.
My partner, Emily, and also my little puppy, Missy Moo. I look after it pretty well at the moment. I've got big space in the apartment that I've got. So, I'll go fit well in my house.
What sort of dog's Missy Moo?
She's a Husky Cross Staffy. So, good breed. Husky Cross Weird Staffy. Breed.
Hey, well played tonight, Derek. I thought the team were magnificent, but your own composure with the ball, exiting defensive 50, that's obviously a big part of the role for you tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think just the coaches and the players just wanted me to play my role and just, I don't know, just fit in with their attack and take it on a bit more and play my play to my strengths. So that's what I've pretty much been doing the whole game.
So, Derek, would you say you've sort of taken Bash's spot in the role that he plays? Is that the role you've stepped into in the team in the back half?
Yeah, you can sort of say that. Bash is not here because of family reasons and other reasons. Like, yeah, so it's me just stepping up to my up to the plate to take over Bash's role.
Hey, Derek, you grew up in Mildura and you had your jumper presented in your first game last year by none other than the great Flea Waitman, the 1980 Premiership superstar and one of the Tigers' greatest ever players. That must have been a great honour going back in time. And tell us about your junior career growing up in Mildura.
It's a lot going on back home. I just grew up in the one town, Bronga, just 2 km out of Mildura. I just travel across to my local footy club, which is in Dayton, which is another 15 km on a bus. So, yeah, it's a good little town there. Grew up there pretty much my whole life playing footy. Yeah, a lot of mentors along the way that helped me.
And, Derek, you got your opportunity at Richmond through the Next Generation Indigenous Academy. That must have been a thrill for you to firstly come down and go through the academy.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. Richmond just had faith in me pretty much. Taught me everything that that I am right now, pretty much. Grew me up, learnt me a lot along the way.
Who tucked you under their wing, Derek? When you first got down to the famous Punt Road, it would have been pretty intimidating for Mildura. Who said, come with me, young man?
Mainly all the, we call it brother boys in there, like Daniel Rioli, Marvi Ochoa, Shea Bolton and all that. Just ended up hanging around them a lot and, yeah, they threw me under their wing and showed me along the ropes.
It's a good crew, that crew down at Tigerland. Yes. Derek, you were well-placed getting into that pack. Hey, yeah. Tell us about life in the hub. Have you brought anything special with you to pass the time when you get a day off?
In the hub, it's always good to connect with the boys, which is great for us because we love that connection with each other. We've got a little golf course set up there at our hub on the Oval, which is where I go on my days off or on spare time, just have a few hits.
Now, Derek, you probably get a little bit bored at times in the hub. Who keeps the lads entertained? Is it Big Two Phones Chol? Is he the one that gets the lads up in the hub?
Mainly all of us. We get together, have a game on the PS4. We just have a go at NBA 2K. We verse each other and all that, which is a good bonding session as well.
What about the other clubs? Do you run into the other players or are you pretty much all stuck together within your own group?
We're stuck together in our own hub, which is good for us, and also our families when they come see us or we go see them, which is good, yeah.
Hey, well done, mate. I thought not only you but your whole side were fantastic tonight. Well played.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
And Derek Egmalee-Smith there for Geelong Marine World, speaking with the host broadcaster. And, of course, great to have Geelong Marine World looking after our players' post-match interviews.
Just quickly, look, the Kangaroos only had 28 inside 50s. Richmond had 51. They had 27 more marks, did the Tigers. North Melbourne won the contested possession by 21, if you can believe that. Tackle count 49-41 in favour of Richmond. But it was just basically North Melbourne's inability to move the ball forward quickly, which cost them. Man, we heard from their post-game, the old Googie Egg. He had 23 touches. That was a team high for the Tigers. Short had 21. Grimes, 19. Bolton, 19. He was really good in setting up the win, particularly in the first quarter and a half, Bolton. Jack Higgins, 19. Lambert, 19. Castagna, 18. They really had... The fact that the most pleasing part from the coaching staff point of view from Richmond was that Lynch and Riewoldt really played no part. They took just 6 marks and kicked 2 goals between them. So hats off to Tarrant and Mackay. They actually did a pretty good job, but unfortunately, they just didn't have the cattle up the field that were able to halt the Tigers. For North Melbourne, Higgins had 36, worked really hard. Dumont, 25. Pollock had 23, but he didn't have a massive impact. Mm-hmm. Hall worked hard again, probably similar to Pollock, didn't have a huge impact. Marley Williams tried hard down back. Taylor was probably a bright spot for North. He was good, particularly in the last quarter, which is good to see, running out the game well. He's got a bit of class, Taylor, and won some one-on-ones, and I really liked his game. So he's a, Curtis Taylor, just looking at it, is a 20-year-old from the Calder Cannons, playing his 9th game of footy. Was he taken relatively high in the draft?
He was touted to, Benny, so he was there opening night. Didn't get taken, so he actually had to stay over and come back the next day. So, that didn't go down really well.
So where did he end up in the draft?
I think he was mid to late 20s.
Okay, so he certainly, I mean, all the kids who get drafted.
Actually, might have went later. He might have went sort of 50-odd.
We might be
the Rain Man might
in.
Be all
he
over
might
that.
Be help us with that. But anyway, it looks like North have got themselves a player, Taylor. He's still a young kid. So good. That was one positive. Look, they got another game into Bonner. You know, they Simkin was tried hard late, but was struggled early. Another game into Bailey Scott, another game into Jackson Marnie. But and Mackay was probably a positive. I mentioned playing on Lynch, was able to beat him.
Pick 46 was Curtis Taylor.
Okay, so he was there on the first night when pick 46. That wouldn't happen too often, but North Melbourne might be the beneficiary of that because I reckon he might be a player.
They boot against the Cats round 8 last year.
Yeah, and Mackay's the other one there. I just mentioned him. So good effort to keep Lynch pretty much out of the contest. No doubt he'll get another Guernsey next week and try and develop him as a key defender at North Melbourne because Tarrant is probably getting a little bit long in the tooth. I can tell you that Tarrant
31.
Is actually 31 years of age. He's not getting any younger. But overall, it was just the Richmond were just far too good and far too even.
There'll have to be a time North Melbourne will look at their lineup and go, who is part of our next drive to win a premiership? And there'll be some guys there that they'll go. And they might be able to offload Robbie Tarrant to somebody for a couple of years.
I don't reckon he'll go, Kingy. Yeah, there's probably no point sending him away. Now, Mackay's one coming through. Walker's, how old's Walker now?
Josh Walker's got to be 27.
Yeah, so, you know, they've got him in to play a role, but the problem is they've actually recruited a lot of sort of halfback flankers, those similar type players, and they've got a stockpile of them, and they need to branch out a little bit more. You know, a couple of high draft picks this year would help out, but Benny, come on, Benny.
Put your phone away, Benny.
He's lost the absolute plot.
I tell you what, if Benny, you'll lose your phone privileges.
It's late at night. What time is it?
It's quarter past 10, Ben.
So the pressure, Kingy, comes on to guys like McMillan, Pittard, Pollack, these sorts of guys who been around. Pollack's at his third club. He wanted to go back
And he came across on big money to North Melbourne.
And he wanted to go home from Brisbane to Adelaide because he was homesick. And then all of a sudden a checkbook comes out and he comes to North Melbourne. So there's some expectation there.
Doesn't feel so unwell.
No. You know, Pittard comes as a bit of a steak knives, but he needs to step up as well. McMillan's struggling a little bit. You know, Bonner, he's only a young player, but when you decide that you're not getting enough opportunities at another club and you want to come to facilitate a trade and come to another club, you automatically put a little bit of pressure on yourself.
Yep.
So there's all those sorts of little things playing out. Simpkin's going to be a very good player. Tarrant Thomas is going to be a very good player. We've seen some good things.
David Zyniacki is going to be a good player.
Yeah, LDU, he's going to be a good player. He just needs to get on the park. You know, Curtis Taylor, we've seen some good things from tonight. So there's, you know, a few little bits and pieces there, but the depth isn't there, and that's what you got to try and build. To be a good player, a good team, you've got to have, you know, a list of 30 to 35 players that can play consistent AFL footy and come in and play a role. And right now, they don't have that.
Steamatic Standout Brownie, your disaster restoration experts, of course, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Who is your Steamatic Standout tonight?
I'm going to go with Derek Egmalisi-Smith. So he's jumped out of the fry pan, he's been seared, he's been in the saucepan, he's been everywhere tonight in terms of Benny Cass's call. But I thought just the way he's got the ball off half back, he was composed. He's obviously used the ball very well, and he is playing that Bashahui role, as we heard him mention. You know, another great opportunity to step up with some guys out, and you know, once again, adds great depth. And right now, North Melbourne would love to have a player like that who breaks the lines, takes the game on, uses the ball, kicks it to his advantage of his teammates. And yeah, I thought he was very, very good tonight in what was a very good Richmond unit.
And Derek Egmalisi-Smith, our Steamatic standout for tonight.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.